This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4083 for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. Today's show is entitled Drivecast Man Talk. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 9 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Scotty discusses men's issues while driving. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, Some Guy on the Internet. I'd like to start off with a little bit of a warning. This episode may not be suitable for all listeners. With that said, let's begin. Now, today's topic concerns men of all ages, and it's a simple one. But I do believe that parents should have the option as to whether or not their children should hear this episode or not. So pause now. All right, I assume that you've made that decision and we can carry forward. I don't know about you, but as a man, I really don't like to see anything resembling moisture around the toilet seat in the restroom. You would think that mostly young men have this problem. And most people assume that you're having trouble seeing, you know, maybe you can't aim properly, that kind of thing. And we've all seen it. That could be multiple issues. I've seen issues where it actually wasn't the men causing the moisture pooling around the toilet. It was that the toilet was flushing so hard, like it was splashing water out. And of course, sometimes there's leaks or condensation. You know, condensation can build up on the reservoir and drip down onto the floor, causing a pool around the toilet as well. But excluding all of those, I'm talking about for men that usually end up missing the bowl or, you know, their target and hitting the floor or outside of the bowl. I'm going to offer a little bit of advice. Now, first thing first, you don't want to wait until you're desperate to relieve yourself. As a driver, a lot of the times when I'm on the road, there may not be the option to just stop at the nearest place. And you're in a 53-foot vehicle. A lot of times those options don't exist for you. So you really have to plan your day. And one of the things that I end up doing is every time I'm near a facility, a restroom, I use it. Whether I think I have to or not, I go in there. One of the first things I do when I walk into any establishment, any building, is I go look for the restroom immediately. That's the first thing I want to tackle, because when I'm done here and I have to leave this place, you know, I got a job to do, whether I'm at work or not, like whether I'm just in my personal vehicle or in the rig, whatever, I go look for the restroom whenever I hop out the vehicle. I take care of that first, because once that's out the way, that means there's less of a chance I'm going to get desperate to do that when I'm on the road. Sometimes you can get stuck in traffic and be out there all day long. You know what I mean? And desperation will build up on you. Once you make sure that you're not going to end up desperate to go, that you're going whenever the opportunity presents itself, that's one way of making sure you don't end up, you know, in that panic mode, rushing to get in there. And then, you know, now you're acting without thinking. You know what I mean? So another tip, when you go in there, now this is, if you're at a Sentinel, I think it's a little harder for you to miss at the Sentinel. And what I mean by, depending on where you're from, the Sentinel is the standing toilet, right? You're standing up facing it, and it is very wide and has, like, I guess, walls making it very difficult for you to miss. So excluding that, I'm talking about a traditional toilet bowl. Grab yourself one sheet of toilet paper. Now, after you got that one sheet of toilet paper, go ahead and position yourself in front of the toilet. And before you cut loose, take that toilet paper and first use it to rub the urethra, like you're clearing away anything that may be there. Now, you don't have to use it like you're scouring a pot or anything. Now, you just quickly remove anything that may be there. And then here's the next step. Once you use the paper to remove everything, hold on to the paper. Now, don't just toss it away. Using your index finger and thumb, I want you to imagine holding a cigar in between your index finger and thumb, and then rolling the cigar back and forth in between the index finger and thumb, as though you're loosening up the tobacco in the cigar. You're going to perform that action with the head of the penis, a little bit closer toward the urethra, the opening. This technique is going to help loosen up anything that may be blocking the opening. So you first wiped it away with the toilet paper, then you rolled to help loosen anything else up. You can give it one more quick wipe if you want, but if not, I want you to imagine when you're at the sink, right, and you turn the faucet handle or lift it, whatever design handle you have at the faucet, you turn the faucet on and then off really quickly so that a very short jet of water exits the faucet. I want you to imagine doing that, but with your bladder, using the muscles that control your bladder. Just allow a short jet of urine to pass through. And what that's going to tell you is whether or not you cleared the urethra or not. Because if you haven't, well, there's much less to clean up now that you know that you haven't fully cleared the opening. But if you have cleared it, then you can go ahead and cut loose and finish the job. And don't shake at the end. That's why you held on to the rest of that toilet paper. When you're done, you use the paper to dry up. All you do is just place it at the opening. You're not packing it in or anything silly. Don't be crazy here. But you're just placing it there at the opening, and you know the remainder will soak into the paper. You toss it in the bowl. If you did make a mess, now's the time for you to clean it up. Then you can close the seat, you know, put the lid down and everything, flush and head toward the sink and clean yourself up and head out. Now, the reason you may have to go through these steps, just in case you're wondering, if you're a young man especially, and the reason I say the young man is because there's a good chance with those hormones of yours, you're probably getting a hard-on every time the wind blows, and the body naturally produces secretions. These secretions, as they make their way through, may, you know, when they get to the opening of the penis, they'll dry, causing a partial blockage. So if you don't clean it, you know, wipe it up, well, that partial blockage, when you go to urinate, it's going to be like when you got the garden hose and you put your thumb on the end of the garden hose and then the water sprays in every direction. Yeah, there you go. That's what you're doing. So you want to go ahead and clear that up before you cut loose. And the same thing is especially true if you're a mature male or an adult male, whatever you want to call it, and you have recently engaged in sexual intercourse or any activity where you have ejaculated. This is another secretion that you're going to be dealing with. Again, when you head in front of the toilet, follow those steps, you'll remove the blockage, and then you can cut loose without wetting up all over the place. So now that you better understand the situation, it's not just a matter of the person not being able to see and missing the toilet. It's just that nobody really explained that there's a process. And if you don't know that there is a process, well, you know, there's a good chance you could have negative results. So respect the process. Stop giving everybody a hard time whenever this kind of thing happens. I want you to think about it. Just because you're a human being and you have a body does not mean you fully understand your body. This is true with everyone, men and women. Just in this topic, we're dealing with, as I've heard it said, penis owners. All right, I think that's about it. You guys have a good one. Catch you in the next episode.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.